Welcome to Biz Nation, your home for micro and small business help. Join me, your host, Kerry Zarb, as we unpack all the pain points in starting or running your small business. So it's time to sit back and enjoy as we launch into today's episode. Let's go. Hey everyone, thanks for joining me on my very first podcast. Being the first episode, it's only natural to introduce myself. But before I do that, I want to talk about the purpose of this podcast. I wanted to connect more business owners together. I live and breathe B2B spaces. I enjoy making connections with others in business, and I really wanted to offer great advice from leading experts. So in future episodes, I hope to have great topics to discuss and share with you all. It all started on Facebook. I launched a new group in early April 2020, just after the COVID-19 pandemic hit our everyday life. This group was started with the sole purpose to pay it forward. There was so much noise in this space, but I really wanted to help those in need. I wanted to help more business owners survive COVID-19, with special offers from others in business and to chat about our challenges as business owners. So why podcast? With video popularity at an all-time high, I was surprised to find out that podcasts are also increasing in popularity. I didn't really expect this. I was a podcast listener in my car while commuting. With less people on the daily commute, I really didn't think podcast would be that popular. But like many others, I'm still listening to my favourite podcasts. Maybe it's a way that we all feel normal right now. It's been something that I've wanted to do for some time, and since the Rona hit, after a few other projects were wrapped up, this was next on my list. So here I am. And to tell a further tale, my podcast journey, well, this is a sad thing to admit, but I'm always one to put my hand up and own it. I started a podcast over a year ago. I'd launched a new brand and platform and really thought it was a good time for me to add a podcast to join that brand. And like many others, full confession, I ended up being too busy working in my business rather than on my business. But I also didn't find my groove with it, so I gave up after just 4 episodes. So this is something I am grateful for with COVID-19. It's really forced me into another chapter and the ability to switch my priorities. And I have to confess, when we reach the other side, I don't think I'll be doing things the same as I did before. I think we can expect many businesses to change the way they do things in the future. So many businesses have their staff working from home, and I for one don't miss getting stuck in traffic, especially on the Westgate Freeway. All of this is no doubt something we can discuss in a future episode, and I can't wait to share this and so many other topics with everyone. Circling back to the purpose again, this podcast is specifically targeted at those in business, really no matter what size. But we'll also relate to those who want to start a new business. With so many working from home, I expect a lot of side hustles to be entering the marketplace now and in coming months. Many think now is the worst time to start a business. I actually think the opposite. We have more time now, so why not now? Even if it's only a part-time gig, it's a great time to have a go. What I want to see more than anything is businesses surviving COVID-19. I really hope many businesses can seek comfort in this podcast from pieces of advice, tips and tricks, and finding out a little bit about things we didn't know, or even just a friendly voice on a bad day and to know that you're not alone. So back to introducing myself. I grew up on a farm in Western Victoria and I migrated to Geelong when I was 18. That's what you do when you're a little country girl and not ready for the full-on city life. Eventually, I ended up in the western suburbs of Melbourne. I started my first business when I was 22, and that was an epic fail. Since then, I've learnt a lot more about business, and I've managed a variety of businesses over the years. And now I help my clients in small business as a qualified BAS agent and bookkeeper. I also deliver coaching and support in all areas of small business. My humble little company, Zinc Business Solutions, has been operating for almost 8 years now. And with many mistakes learnt along the way, I am also grateful that I've found my passion and my love in small business. So I hope this introduction to the Biz Nation podcast has solidified your want to subscribe and listen to future episodes. And for whenever you're listening, welcome, and I hope you tune in for some time. Thanks for tuning in to Biz Nation, your home for micro and small business help. If you're looking for support in business, join us on Facebook, Micro and Small Business Support Group. You can find the link on our website at biznation.com.au. Tune in for future episodes where we unpack all the pain points in starting or running your small business. Until next time, stay safe and stay well.